If you already have access to a learning platform or a VLE, then Otter probably isn't going to be necessary for you. It's a much stripped down, simplified version of that kind of functionality. And essentially what it does is provide you as the teacher the option to distribute assignments or homework activities, and then it allows your students to be able to submit responses to those activities. It's essentially a file management system, I guess, in a way. It allows students to upload files. So you need to be able to create an account, and having done that, you're provided with a unique URL, which is what you distribute to your students. You then need to set up some classes, but you don't need to input a lot of student data. You just need the class names. When the students register, and I guess that's a little bit of a downside, students do need to register. It'll only be for older students, because they can either register with Facebook or Twitter if they've got those accounts. They don't provide you, incidentally, with their personal details, only the names. Or they can register using an email address. So if they've got a school email address, then that's fine. Use that rather than a personal one. Again, you don't get provided with those personal details, so it maintains some degree of anonymity. So having registered, they're then able to upload files to Otter, but they do so to a particular class. So if you've got a set of class lists that you provided, they'll upload their files to that particular class and that particular activity, and then you've got a way of managing perhaps different files coming from different groups without having to provide class lists and create loads of accounts for your students. So it does simplify things from that point of view. You also have the facility to provide calendar announcements. So if you've got activities that are coming up, you've got projects that are taking place over a period of time, you can put them on a calendar, which is then visible to the students and indeed to the parents if you choose to provide that information to them. So students can see what up and coming activities they're going to have to account for. You can also send out announcements. So if you've got details of particular events in school that are taking place or within your classroom, or reminders for students, then it's possible to be able to do that. And again, they're targeted by class, so you can specify which particular announcements are relevant to which classes. And then if you need to be able to distribute documents, maybe it's information letters for parents, you've got the opportunity to be able to do that too. So it's a cut down.